It's simple. The days that we pitch, it seems like we're not scoring enough, and vice versa. Today we gave up six, scored four, hit some homers, but came up short. Our ability to put it all together on the same night just hasn't happened.
What point did the frustration start to boil over?
It's not a matter of boiling over. You're frustrated and you have to figure out how to do something about it. This is a pretty even keel group. It's not going to boil over. You just have to figure out a way to put everything together on the same night. We just haven't been able to do that.
When you look at the clubhouse before each game, they're even keel. They're very focused. They're prepared. Nothing's changed in their consistency on how they prep. But what does it say when that focus is maybe not translating in the game? We've seen some uncharacteristic lapses in fundamentals.
Explain uncharacteristic.
Usually this is a team that it's their cutoff man that backs up plays, that doesn't make a lot of errors on the base pass.
Yeah, you have two infielders playing outfield.
So how, when you have that situation, how does that impact the overall roster construction and how you do your everyday business?
I think our guys are taking their shot. And do we have some guys playing the outfield that play the infield? Yeah. Have they done a nice job? Yes. So I can't discredit the fact that they're prepping in a way and playing it at the highest level ever. So is it frustrating? Sure. Are guys prepared for every night? Yes. On nights that we hit, we give up more runs. On nights that we don't hit, our pitchers have done a nice job. So it hasn't lined up in a way where it equals a win. To your point, they're going to show up tomorrow and take their best shot again. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. It's incredibly frustrating. But there's not a whole lot else we can do from a preparation standpoint to head into every night and try to take our best shot.
How do you evaluate Liberatore's outing?
A combination of things. This is a guy who's, in my opinion, is going to continue to hone it in. When you look at that inning, you had the walk followed by two strike hits, singles, and then their leadoff guy got him on a 1-2 sinker up top to clear the bases. Garver fell behind him for the double and then the homer to Lowe. But overall, when you look at it, I believe seven hitters or so were in three ball counts. So he continues to hone that in. I think he'll give us a little bit more length. Again, the curveball wasn't there for him, so that wasn't a pitch he can lean on. Yeah.
I feel like fastball command was a little off for him to be able to hone that in. I think
that's part of all what I'm saying, being able to hone it in. Those three ball counts, you start to, instead of those being four, five, six pitch at bats, you can cut that in half. You can give us a little bit more length. So we got to remember this is a young kid who's going to continue to get better every outing. Yeah.
What have you seen from Matt? I know small sample size, but Matt's out of the pen.
I like what we've seen out of Matt's out of the pen. Continues to get swing and miss on that on the sinker. Threw nine of them, got three swing and miss on that. And overall, it's played well. He went in there and he did his job. So happy with what he did. Stratton being able to get out of trouble there with the bases loaded with Garver, that was big. And then to made a pitch on Seager, which was also big. Gave us a shot to stay within two runs.
What did, I know you talked about getting to the starter. Obviously, able to get a couple early, a couple late. Obviously, off coming from the home run. What do you make of just where you are offensively right now?
We got some guys that are feeling better as to where they're at and some guys that aren't. Our ability to piece it together and string together quality at bats hasn't been there up to this point. There's been times in the season where it's felt similar to this, and there's been times where we've been able to string it together. We weren't able to string it together today. Put up four runs on a couple homers, but just wasn't enough.